Well, hello everyone. My name is Giacomo. I'm an Italian developer. I do quite like functional programming, though that is not the topic of today. I'm helping build what I think is a very cool open source project. It's called Gleam. It's a programming language. If you're curious about it, let's have a chat about it later. But we're here to talk about databases today. So talking about databases, of course, maybe, I don't know, our marketing department or whatever, marketing advertisements, they want us to make beautiful graphs and crunch data, because of course they do, they need that. And so it's up to us to then go fetch the data and figure out all the data crunching and data wrangling that we need. Or maybe we're just building something for our friends. Well, I do love reading. I have a book club with my friends, and of course, being a nerd, knowing how to code, I had to do something with all the data that I was gathering from them. And so here we are. We have books. They have genres. We rate them, and so on and so forth. This is really just a simple example. But it doesn't really matter what you are building, because when you are dealing with a database, well, that will come with the age-old question of, how do I talk to the database? How do I get the data out? How do I do the data wrangling? And answers might take entirely different looks. On one end of the spectrum, we might be writing SQL, totally fine. At the other end, we might do something quite opposite. We want to abstract it away, to even hide the fact that SQL is there, using fancy tools like ORMs that shield the developer from ever having to write any line of SQL. That can be pretty cool as well. And usually as developers, when we are faced with this kind of choices, we like saying that a developer should really be a polyglot. We should be using the right language, the right tool for the job. We like that because that allows us to then advocate for the language we prefer. Of course, we should be using Java or Python or, not really the Java audience, I see. Okay, or Gleam, for example, because that is a great language and we should be using that. But, well, it doesn't really matter. You could put any language in there. I think that the right tool for the job, when it comes to talking to a database, well, that is SQL. That is the language meant to be talking to the database. So it has some really nice advantages. I think this is quite the nice crowd to give this talk to, because I won't find much pushback saying that SQL is good. It makes us more intentional about how we are implementing our specific workflows, because we can see that we're implementing something using one, a pair, tens, hundreds of different queries, and then we can see that we're doing something that is inefficient. Usually we want to do as much as possible with as little round trips to the database as possible. And being the ones that are writing the queries rather than having them generated under the hood as an implementation detail puts us in the control spot where we can decide how to do something. So it's also a lot harder to overfetch data, because we are the ones who need to be writing select star overfetching the data. We can catch that pretty easily. And I was reading a cool article, Scaling PostgreSQL to Power